Hello, welcome to the BT360 podcast, What's Up in Business Travel, a weekly podcast where we update you on what's up this week in the world of business travel. This podcast is great for those who need to know what's happening, all in less than 15 minutes. My name is Ash. Let's get started. It is Monday, March 18th, and we've completed week 11 of 2024. Are you enjoying this podcast? Does this podcast help you stay in the know? If so, be sure to tell someone else about it today. We think that they will appreciate it, and we thank you for informing them. Now, let's get to the headlines. Financial figures from Expedia Group, Booking Holdings, Airbnb, and Trip.com Group, four of the largest online travel agencies in the world, show the company spent a record amount of money to promote the brand and attract customers in 2023. Collectively, these four brands spent over $16 billion on sales and marketing last year, up 20% from just more than $14 billion in 2022. It is a clear sign of intense competition these companies are facing as they fight to capture bookings and as they compete both with one another and with suppliers such as hotels and airlines that are all vying to drive direct business. Trip.com Group stands out as the company that had the biggest jump in its marketing budget in 2023. After dramatically reducing their spending in the first 3 years of the pandemic, last year as restrictions came down, the online company returned to pre-pandemic levels of marketing spending. In 2023, Trip.com Group allocated $1.3 billion to sales and marketing, an increase of 117% over the 2022 figure of just $600 million. But as a percentage of revenue, Trip.com Group showed increased efficiency with its marketing. The spending was 26% of revenue in 2019 and down to only 20% in 2023. The percentage of people required to have a traditional visa for international travel is decreasing. This is according to a recently published report by UN Tourism. The agency's latest report revealed that 47% of the people in 2023 needed a traditional visa. That's a standard paper visa placed in your passport after submitting paperwork. That was down from 59% in 2018 and 77% 5 years prior. The Middle East and Africa in particular have registered noticeable drops. In 2015, roughly 71% of the world's population needed a visa prior to arriving to the Middle East. That figure dropped to 57% in 2023. For Africa, it dropped from 45% to 33%. The percentage of travelers able to obtain an e-visa has increased significantly throughout the years. 18% of the world's population can now apply for e-visas, up from 3% in 2013 and 7% in 2018. The U.S. Department of Justice has launched a criminal investigation into the January 5th door plug blowout on the Alaska Airlines flight that occurred shortly after takeoff from Portland, Oregon. This is according to the Wall Street Journal, citing documents and people familiar with the matter. Alaska Airlines in the statement said, "In an event like this, it is normal for the DOJ to be conducting an investigation. We're fully cooperating and do not expect that we are a target of the investigation." Investigators have contacted some passengers and crew, according to the report. The report comes just a few days after the NTSB's chairwoman told the Senate Commerce Committee that Boeing did not provide crucial information needed to conduct a full investigation. Hours after that hearing, Boeing did provide some of the requested information, including the names of the 25 people on the door team, but indicated it might not have additional records requested that relate to the door plug work. On March 4th, the U.S. FAA found, in a six-week audit, multiple instances where Boeing and Spirit AeroSystems, the fuselage manufacturer, had failed to comply with manufacturing quality control requirements. In a related news matter, a former Boeing manager who had raised concerns about the aircraft maker Boeing has been found dead outside his hotel room in South Carolina. The body of John Barnett, 62, was found Saturday in a car outside the Holiday Inn with what the Charleston coroner's office said appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Louisiana resident was pronounced dead at the scene. Police in Charleston said detectives were waiting for formal determination of the cause of death and any findings that might shed further light on the circumstances surrounding the end of Barnett's life. Barnett was a longtime Boeing employee that worked as a quality control manager before he retired in 2017. In the years after that, he shared his concerns with many journalists. Barnett filed a whistleblower complaint with the government, which is still pending. A hearing on the case is scheduled for June. Now in news that impacts the travel industry. After tanking in January, the average on-time performance in February for North American Airlines recovered to 80% compared with 71% the month prior. This is according to the latest report from Cirium. Each of the 10 airlines included in the report posted improvements. Delta Airlines was on top again with the performance of 89%, followed by United at 84.9% and American at 84.4%. American, along with WestJet and Air Canada, improved from last month by double-digit percentage points. Delta, United, and American each also made February's global list of most on-time airlines in second, fourth, and sixth place, respectively. North American Airlines in February canceled 5,803 flights, about one-fifth of more than the 25,000 flights canceled in January. Shares of Southwest Airlines fell Tuesday in pre-market trading as the airline said that it plans to reduce capacity and re-evaluate its full-year financial outlook because of fewer expected aircraft deliveries from its supplier Boeing. Southwest said in a regulatory filing that Boeing expects to deliver 46 737-8 planes this year. The airline previously anticipated 79 new planes. For the first quarter, Southwest now foresees operating revenue per available seat mile to come in from a flat up to 2%. And prior forecast for that metric was supposed to be from 2.5% to 4.5%. The company predicts economic fuel cost per gallon will also be in the range of about $3. That is higher than the previously estimated $2.70. Let's get to the news of mergers and new partnerships. Hilton Worldwide has agreed to acquire the Graduate Hotels brand, a chain of more than 30 upscale properties primarily located in U.S. college towns, for $210 million. Hilton said it would enter into franchise agreements for all existing and signed Pipeline Graduate Hotel properties, while Adventurous Journeys Capital Partners will remain the owners of the properties. Founded in 2014, each Graduate Hotel is located near a college or a university. Hilton said that it expects the transaction to close in the second quarter, subject to customary closing conditions. Choice Hotels has ended its pursuit of Wyndham Hotels. Choice said on Monday that it was ending its bid to take over Wyndham Hotels after lackluster support from the Wyndham shareholders. Choice has been engaged in a possible takeover since October 2023, when it went public with an $8 billion cash and stock offer for the hotel company. Choice had engaged Wyndham for months prior to issuing its hostile takeover. Its proposal at the time would have given Wyndham shareholders a 26% premium of the company's 30-day volume-weighted average closing price. Now that the Wyndham deal is dead, Choice said that it will focus on a share buyback program to add value for its shareholders. Qatar Airways and Aer Lingus are launching a new codeshare partnership. The codeshare will give customers greater access to more destinations across the UK and Ireland and benefit passengers across the globe, including in Africa, Asia, Australia, the Middle East, and New Zealand. Qatar Airways said it would add its codeshare on flights operated by Aer Lingus, the national airline of Ireland, in a move which further strengthens Qatar Airways' ongoing partnership with IAG. Once implemented, Qatar Airways will have codeshare coverage with all IAG airlines, including British Airways, Iberia, Vueling, and Aer Lingus, solidifying its position in the European market. The new codeshare would enable connections between Qatar and Aer Lingus on flights through Dublin, London, and Manchester. Travelers will be able to travel between Irish and UK destinations. Sri Lankan Airlines and Korean Air have activated a new codeshare partnership, presenting connections for customers of both airlines traveling between Colombo and Seoul. The new partnership enables Sri Lankan Airlines to codeshare on flights operated between Singapore and Seoul by Korean Airline, making it possible for passengers to travel on a single Sri Lankan Airlines ticket between Colombo and Seoul via Singapore. Passengers of Korean Airlines will also gain access to Sri Lankan Airlines' high-powered network in the Indian subcontinent. Sri Lankan Airlines has India and Maldives covered coast to coast. The airline operates nearly 100 flights a week across 9 Indian cities and 23 flights a week to the Maldives. And now, news of new travel services and improvements. Alaska Airlines said it will no longer print boarding passes at the airport. Alaska updated its travel advisory page this week, highlighting a new policy, a major change in the industry considering the history of the airport experience, and one that Alaska Airlines teased in April 2023. Alaska Airlines passengers can still get their boarding passes fairly easily, either electronically via the Alaska Airlines app or website, or physically by printing them at home or seeing an agent at the check-in desk. However, effective immediately, they will no longer be able to show up at the kiosk, scan their ID or electronic barcode, and print a physical boarding pass. While most travelers are now using the airline's app to check in and get a digital boarding pass, the move by Alaska is pushing its flyers even more towards the digital option. The airline said that the new policy is about making things more efficient at the airport lobby. Alaska reportedly wants 90% of its flyers to use its smartphone app to check in, a percentage that is likely to grow even past that as more airlines possibly adopt similar policies in the future. A new Frontier Airlines fare product enables flyers to guarantee an empty middle seat next to their own window or aisle seat in the first two rows of the aircraft. Those rows already offer more legroom. The Upfront Plus product is now on sale for flights beginning on April 10th. Through March 20th, flyers can purchase Upfront Plus upgrades starting at $49 for flights between April 10th and April 30th. The Upfront Plus rollout comes just a month after Frontier announced its GDS-only biz fare bundle. Porter Airlines is adding two new nonstops to its summer schedule. Porter will fly from Montreal Airport to Los Angeles and San Francisco airports starting on June 27th and 28th. Porter will operate the Los Angeles and San Francisco service four times a week. The additions continue Porter's focus on the U.S.'s West Coast. Porter recently announced new flights from Toronto to San Francisco and Los Angeles. The airline is also full steam ahead with its Alaska Airlines partnership, giving Porter guests access to Alaska Airlines cities that it does not currently serve. Now in some technology news. In response to the growing need for companies to host meetings and events to engage employees who are fully working or in a hybrid capacity, travel management company and corporate travel technology provider SpotNana is adding a solution to handle bookings for in-person gatherings. SpotNana Events enables companies to create an event and then invite an unlimited number of employees and their guests to book and manage their own travel for their experience. Using SpotNana Events, employees and their guests can get access to self-service tools for bookings and cancellations. Policy management guidelines and global content, including NDC integrations with SpotNana's airline partners. SpotNana Events is available to companies as an add-on or a standalone product through SpotNana or its channel partners. Finnair has officially adopted Avios as the currency of Finnair Plus loyalty program. The airline announced plans to use Avios as its Finnair Plus currency last summer, and in December confirmed that it would adopt the currency in March. The flag airline joins oneworld partners British Airways, Iberia, and Qatar in using Avios as the currency of their frequent flyer programs. Finnair said that the 4 million plus members of its loyalty program will be able to transfer Avios between Finnair Plus and British Airways Executive Club accounts later this spring. One benefit of joining the Avios ecosystem is that members will see the availability of award seats increase. With that, thank you for joining us, and I would like to ask you to tune in again next week on Monday morning to get your weekly update. We hope that you will make this a regular part of your week and listen in while you're on the move or sitting back and sipping your coffee. You can subscribe to this podcast by searching Business Travel 360 on Apple or Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or Pandora. Be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know so that they can also benefit from getting to know more about what's up in business travel. You can always find more information on businesstravel360.com. Have a great day and travel well. I'm more than a man.